Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is due to visit the Italian island of Lampedusa today following a plea for support by the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. Lampedusa saw thousands of migrants arrive last week. Ian McWilliam reports.
The tiny Italian island of Lampedusa lies just 150 kilometres from the coast of Tunisia. It's long been the main gateway for tens of thousands of migrants from Africa and Asia seeking to enter Europe from the North African coast. But last week, in only 3 days, more than 8,000 arrived in nearly 200 boats, according to the United Nations, more than the island's entire local population. Residents have protested, demanding action from the Italian government and the European Union. The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has vowed to take extraordinary measures and called on the EU to help with the naval blockade to stop the flow of migrants.
Two cargo ships have, for the first time, used a maritime corridor unilaterally declared by Ukraine to reach its Black Sea port. Officials announced the route after Russia pulled out of a UN-brokered deal which facilitated grain exports from Ukrainian ports. Paul Adams in Kyiv has more.
Till now, all we knew was that about five vessels had managed to leave Ukrainian ports. Those were vessels that had been stuck there since the beginning of the war. They weren't carrying grain, they were carrying other cargoes, and they finally decided to use this temporary corridor to get out. What we've seen for the first time today is that two vessels, relatively small bulk carriers, are prepared to take the risk of using it, that corridor, to reach Ukrainian ports, to load up with wheat and to export that. So that is the first time we have seen a movement towards Ukrainian ports rather than simply away from them.
The head of the Ukrainian region of Kharkiv says the city has again come under Russian shelling. Ukraine's Air Force has warned that several strategic aircraft have taken off from the northern Russian region of Murmansk and could arrive over Ukraine shortly. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said it destroyed a number of Ukrainian drones off the coasts of Crimea. Recent satellite data has revealed that the area of sea ice around Antarctica is at a record winter low. Justin Rowlatt has more details.
Until 2016, the area of winter sea ice that surrounds Antarctica had been growing, prompting scientists to hope the continent was resistant to climate change. But there are signs that is changing. This year, Antarctica's sea ice is more than 1.5 million square kilometres smaller than the September average, well below previous winter record lows. Experts fear that if its ice cover continues to decline, Antarctica could gradually switch from acting as a refrigerator for Earth to a radiator.
BBC News. The head of the unrecognised Eastern Administration in Libya has blamed nature for the failure of two dams which allowed floodwater to partially destroy the city of Derna, killing thousands of residents. Speaking to the BBC on a visit there, Osama Hamad said the storm which hit the city last weekend had been very strong. Angry survivors accused his administration of failing them. 14 people have been killed in a plane crash in the Brazilian Amazon. The small propeller plane came down in heavy rain when approaching the remote jungle town of Barcelos on a flight from Manaus, the capital of Amazonas State. All those on board were killed. The leaders of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger say they've agreed on a defence alliance. The head of Mali's ruling junta said they'd signed a charter establishing the Alliance of Sahel States, describing it as an architecture of collective defence and mutual assistance that would benefit their respective populations. A renowned Indian restaurant in London that has close links to India's struggle for independence is closing down today after the owners of the building it's housed in say they plan to demolish it. The India Club was founded in 1951 by the UK-based India League, which had advocated for freedom from British colonial rule. And Barasaneta Rajan reports.
Situated on the first floor of the Hotel Strand Continental in London, the India Club has for decades satisfied those craving for masala dosa, lamb curry, pakoras and Indian beers, especially when such food was hard to find in Britain. It was opened in 1951, a few years after India's independence, by members of the British-based India League, which had advocated for India's freedom from colonial rule. The club soon became a hub for South Asian immigrants to dine and to connect.
And that's the latest world news from the BBC.